When these cans were first shown, most people thought they were a joke, but they really mark Andy's coming of age as a pop painter. The bright colors, the crisp mechanical technique, the presentation of a series of nearly identical images were all things that Andy would play with again and again. Like so much of his later work, these paintings were about the consumer society, and really, they're about us. Andy had begun a revolution, and what could now be classified as art would never be the same again. Like it or not, we have Andy Warhol to thank for today's artists who are obsessed with consumer culture and everyday objects. Now, artists can stick anything ordinary, cola cans, designer trainers, Japanese cartoons, in a gallery and declare it art. Today, nearly 50 years after his glory days as a pop artist, his work has moved out of the gallery and into our everyday lives. It's so strong, so reproducible, that it appears everywhere. With Andy Warhol, high art became a brand. His art about modern consumer culture has become part of it.